and service users about mental health for an awful long time. And the best experience I've ever had was across the hill in Lancashire when I was talking to a group of service users and people running the service. And every time I was doing the presentation about their community survey results, someone asked me a question. They said, "Reg, what do you think about this?" And one of the service users in the room had a dog who'd been provided by the trust, quite brilliant idea, to actually support this very nice young girl through her progress towards towards a greater degree of stability. And every time that I was asked a question, this dog barked. And it was really difficult. And eventually, at the end of it, when I'd finished my presentation and answered all the questions, I said, "Crikey, that was a bit difficult," to Victoria's equivalent. And she said, "Yeah, didn't anybody tell you the dog's called Reg?" So I've had multifarious experiences, almost all of them wonderful, in this kind of environment. Let me just tell you what I think I know about the community health service results and some other stuff too. I've done a briefing paper. It's around here. Feel free to grab a copy when you want. What the community health service survey does is to tell us some structural things about the service. What it does is to say things like, people who are in contact with the service who used to be on the old enhanced CPA, now on CPA, know more about the stuff that's going on, about the phone numbers, about the care coordinators, about having a care plan, than people who are not in touch so much with the service, who might be seeing a psychiatrist once every 6 months for an outpatient appointment. That's fact number one. Fact number two is that over the period of time that the survey's been going, there has been disastrously little progress nationally on many of these issues, like, do you have a care plan? Do you have an out-of-hours phone number? The out-of-hours phone number thing and question in the survey is the one on which there's been most progress. It's gone up by about 15 percentage points since 2003 when the survey started. But for most trusts, most of the time, their scores are flat. But that's not true everywhere. There have been some trusts individually, and Leeds was one of them a few years ago, but there are others like Worcestershire and South Essex, and much more recently Central and North West London, with a very diverse population and service user population, that have improved their scores radically by taking very concerted management action to make sure that people knew about all of these things. If you walked into the CNWL office right next to Euston Station, pretty much, you would see posters on the wall saying, "Have you given the crisis card to all your clients today?" And they had a guy tasked with the objective of giving that stuff out, making sure that every single person in the organisation was actually doing it rather than saying they were doing it. And what happened was that their scores went through the roof, in a sense, the most difficult trust in the country. So my point about using open data is, fine, let's understand what the data is saying, but also let's try and take some concerted management action to do things about what the data is actually saying. Fact number three is, variation between trusts is staggering on these issues, as it is on most NHS data. You've got good trusts that have got really very much better results than most in the mental health sector. One of them is, for example, South Essex, which had dreadful results to start with, improved radically and has stayed there because it's had very strong leadership over that period of time and has taken over other trusts that were failing and has turned them around and got their data up to the level that it itself was achieving. So variation between trusts is important. And the old PCTs, by and large, had far worse results